No American philanthropy gives more to education causes than the Seattle-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And some teachers have come to see that influence as a threat. Gates skeptics plan to protest in front of the foundation's downtown headquarters this evening. They're worried about the impact of new academic standards, the Common Core, that Gates played a key role in developing. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes met the group of teachers hoping to bring a national debate back to the Gates Foundation's own doorstep.
Armed with a Sharpie marker, teacher Juliana Dobble quickly fills three sheets of easel paper with detail after detail for the protest at the Gates Foundation. She's taped them to the big picture windows of a living room of a home in Renton.
I think food is all ready.
20 teachers have gathered on a Sunday afternoon to munch on chicken tacos and nail down the last minute details of their protest. Some of their discussion is pure logistics.
We have the sound system set up both at Westlake and Gates Foundation as Dave.
But the teachers also discuss the message that they want to deliver about Gates' influence.
It's not really about improving education. And that's really the point I wanted to bring home because
Juliana Dobble struggled at first with the idea of protesting one of education's biggest benefactors, but she says Gates' priorities are not in line with what she thinks is best for her fifth graders.
His attitude about education is it's the teachers that need to change and it's the standards and the testing that really will improve. And he never asked teachers. Really, the issue is class size and support for teachers and poverty, really.
Many of the protesters will turn out because of their concerns with the Common Core academic standards. That's a new set of expectations for what kids should know at the end of each grade level. All but seven states have adopted the Common Core, and because millions of Gates grant dollars were key in developing those standards in the first place, some teachers think the foundation created the Common Core to push an agenda. In a recent interview with the Washington Post, Bill Gates himself called that charge outrageous.
We fund people to look into things. We don't fund people to say, okay, we'll pay you this if you say you like the Common Core. We've never done anything like that. We do evaluations of these things.
The advocacy group Teachers United Washington aims to bring educator voices into policymaking discussions, and they've received Gates funding in the past. But group co-founder Chris Idy says it's not clear how many other teachers share the protesters' concerns.
I know a lot of them are upset that there's just so much energy going into specifically pointing fingers at the Gates Foundation.
When it's lawmakers in Olympia or D.C. who make the final school policy decisions.
So protest Gates, not on the steps of the Capitol.
We do that, too. This is one event. We do that, too. I've been to many, many rallies at the Capitol.
But Juliana Dobble says they're focusing on the foundation here because Gates money, private money, is swaying decisions about how to run public schools. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.